y'all heard of Dr. Sojo Bones, a very bitter enemy to Deacon Jones. Tuesday evening, Deacon Jones took sick, and seems he had to send for Dr. Sojo quick. On the deacon's face, there was a distressful frown. Indigestion had wore him down. The doctor says, "Oh, it's you I have to kill. Well, here's what I'll prescribe to fix you show. Some green cucumbers, some stewed tripe rare, roast pork, cantaloupe, and bevo beer. Half a dozen crabs, two lobsters broiled, bananas and fish, but let the fish be spoiled. Cold storage chicken and hot corn bread. Now, I think that'll be a scientific cure. And if you eat everything, brother, that I'm telling you to eat, you'll never need a doctor no more." Matilda Jenkins whispered this to Deacon Jones. Said she, "You a fool to send for Dr. Bones. Don't you know the doctor's sore on you? Sure, he loved that widow Brown. You was kind of liking her, too. Don't you remember how peculiar it was how her husband died? Why, he, the way that man suffered, the neighbors all cried. His chances for life was so slim. And here's what Dr. Bones prescribed for him. A watermelon and peach ice cream. Sour milk, apple sauce, and spinach green. Pudding, prunes, and rice. A half-cooked shad. Dozen eggs and had the eggs bad. Some corned beef and cabbage. Some lima beans. Oh, my, it was an awful cure. Indeed it was. And don't you know Brother Brown went and ate everything he's told to eat? You see the reason he don't need no doctor no more?"